Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
Hello, church. It's great to be with you all today. I'd like to welcome all of our guests today that are visiting with us, either here in the house, on our broadcast, maybe you're picking the service up on demand later in the week, or tuning in to our Calvary podcast. We want to welcome all of you. If you're visiting here for the first time, you are our honored guest, and we want you to feel at home. Listen, we truly believe that this can be the best hour of your week to start things off properly as you give God the best. Now, we're in an 8-episode message series that's called The Heart of Discipleship, a journey of spiritual growth. And today is week number 8 of that series, and it's actually the conclusion of our 2 months of teaching together. And today I'm calling this message Living with Purpose. Now, I believe this particular message can tie all of what we've been learning together in one package, because it includes some very important next steps. It's great to learn all that we've learned, but how do we put it into practice? How do we walk it out? And so this is a very practical message that focuses on those important next steps. Now, our series, as you know, has been focused on the growth of your faith as we develop as fully devoted followers of Christ, as disciples. And our theme verse is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, a portion of scripture called the Great Commission, often anchored to any kind of mission emphasis that happens around the world. This is Jesus' last words in the Gospel of Matthew, speaking to us about a next step, an action point. He's been teaching them, he's been with them, and now it's like, here's what I'm sending you to do. But I'm not just sending you on your own. I'm equipping you, sending you with tools, the power of my spirit to go and do what needs to be done. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20 says this. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. Go and make disciples." There's that word we've been talking about for 8 weeks now. Go and make disciples, or students, or followers of Christ. It literally means those instructed in the things of faith. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. So again, Jesus is affirming that one of the next things that we need to do, one of the next steps we need to move into after saying yes to following him, is water baptism. And so this is this moment, this declaration before everybody of the decision that you've made. It's an outer expression of something that has already taken place in our hearts. Again, it's letting the world know, just like when, for those of you that are married, you've got a ring on your finger, that ring signifies and lets the world know, I'm committed. I'm in a covenant relationship with someone that I love. When you stand before the church, whether it's on a beach or here in the building, and you're water baptized, it's telling the world, man, I made a decision to follow Christ, and there's no turning back. So baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them, this is very important, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And that's what we've been doing throughout this series. The Bible is filled with incredible truth that needs to be taught so that we can continue to grow as disciples. It's a lifetime of learning that we're committed to, which can be a little daunting, especially if you're in school right now. You're just looking to be delivered from it. But the learning benefits you greatly as he increases in your life and you decrease. And then Jesus ends this passage, this portion of scripture, by saying, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Again, sometimes hard to get our head around that promise, because we've had so many people in our lives over time that have let us down. that have said, man, I'm going to be there for you. And then when the pressure comes on and the world is rocking, you turn around and you're like, what happened to them? And so that creates a little bit of doubt in our mind that this is even possible. And yet Jesus says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. And surely I'm with you to the end of the age. So not only am I sending you out and telling you to go, I am with you every step of the way. Now, throughout this series, we've covered some very important next steps for developing as disciples. We started with how to go deeper with God, that this process is more low and slow than it is hit and run and overnight. It takes time to develop. We talked about how to spend that time, how to spend daily time with God, giving him the very best of your day, whether it's the best of our finances or our time. It's starting the day, starting the week, starting the year in a posture that honors God. Then we moved into talking about the importance of being planted in the local church, of putting our roots down, knowing where God has called us to be, so that you can count on others and others can count on you. Instead of dragging our roots from church to church, find out where you belong and plant them deep. And if that's here at Calvary, then plant those roots. And eventually those roots intertwine with other people and you grow stronger because of it. Then we talked about the true mark of a disciple, which is loving one another. That when the world looks at us, when they look at our church, the difference they will see is the love that we have for one another. So we have a church filled with people from every nation from around the world. And yet they're unified with one voice, one spirit, because of the love that they demonstrate towards one another. Then we talked about the benefits of spirit-empowered living. When Jesus left, he sent the helper. He sent the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who's not a thing or an it. He abides and works within our lives, empowering us to do all that we have been called to do. The Great Commission is impossible unless we go with the power of the Spirit. We can't do it in and of our own strength. And we are a spirit-empowered church. And we talked about discovering and using your spiritual gifts. All of us have been given spiritual gift with great purpose to take the gospel to the world, but to also make disciples of those that choose to follow him. And then last week, Wyatt did a great job challenging us to bear much fruit. The goal of discipleship is to bear fruit, to live a life so changed by God that it can only be experienced through God, right? We desperately need him. So today we're going to talk about the importance of living with purpose, which I know many of you are actively doing, which is wonderful, but many more have not even experienced this side of our walk when it comes to beginning not only saying yes, because salvation, as we know, is only the starting point. Discipleship is a journey. It's one step at a time. But it's saying yes to him is the starting line of a lifetime of growth in knowing him. Now, in Scripture, Jesus calls us beyond simply believing to a much deeper level of relationship, a place of discipleship, a place of growth that, again, many people never truly experience. Many years ago, after I made a decision to follow Christ and to live my life in this way, I determined and decided to live out my real purpose in life. And I think that word decision is an important one, because contrary to popular belief, we are not products of our circumstances or even our intentions. We are products of our decisions. Let me tell you this, for those of you that are struggling, you are not what happened to you. So if something has happened to you in your life, some great trauma, something that someone has done, something that wasn't necessarily your fault, or maybe it was in some cases, you are not defined by that moment. You are not that. God has called you to much higher things. So today we're going to talk about how to make a decision in our lives to live our life on purpose, not to just float along and exist and survive, but to actually make an impact, to be an influence in Jesus' name. So again, Today we're going to talk about the importance of that kind of decision. And I'd like to tell you that that's a one-shot deal there again, like you make one decision and that's it. I think we're making this decision to follow him each and every day. We're making that decision to live with purpose each and every day because we're being pulled in so many different directions. All right, so let's jump back into the Word of God and pick up where we left off last week in John chapter 15. And we're going to continue the flow of Jesus' teaching to connect with what we're talking about today. So we're going to jump down to verse 8 in John 15, and then down to verse 11, and it says this: "This is to my Father's glory." In other words, this is what pleases him, that you bear much fruit, that you're productive, right? That you're living your life with something to show for it at the end of everything, that you've made a difference, that as a leader, and I believe everyone has the ability to lead and influence in some capacity, that your life has counted for that, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So again, here's another mark of being a disciple. This is what following me, Jesus says, looks like. And someday you and I, all of us, will stand before God and we will give an account of what he's given us through his Son. And I pray that our response to what have you done with what I've given you, what have you done with what my Son paid for, our response should be more relational than transactional. It should be more about lives changed than goals accomplished, right? I did this, I did that. Yeah, but how did your life impact another so that they were aligned with the purpose of God within them? And then it says, "I have told you this," as we jump down to verse 11, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." In other words, if you do it, that's the day that real life begins, regardless of what kind of hand you've been dealt in life. When you become a bearer of fruit, you're actively living with purpose, the purpose that he's designed uniquely just for you. So important to know. And this joy that Jesus talks about gives us this sense of internal fulfillment and satisfaction, this strength that you experience when you align yourself with his plans in your life. You know, I distinctly remember when I was first asked in my youth group to share my story of how I came to know Christ, to tell my testimony, in other words, in front of a large group of people. Now, let me tell you this. I think that we can never underestimate the power of what Christ has done within us. No one can tell your story like you can. So tell it to as many people as possible, because what Christ has done in you, the change that you've experienced, people need to know about, because they still need that same change in their lives. But for me, I was given this opportunity, and it was a little nerve-wracking, right? I prayed, I wrote down some notes, I practiced what I was going to say. And so once you get past the nerves of standing in front of a very large group of people at a big youth conference to share something, even if it's a short something, I experienced this joy in that moment, this strength that I had never felt before, of feeling like I had connected to my purpose. I'm like, wait a minute, I feel like something has aligned. I felt like the train had come onto the tracks, right? And I aligned myself with the track of his calling and his purpose. Having clarity of purpose keeps you moving forward with joy instead of existing day in and day out in survival mode. Just thinking, here we go again. It's Groundhog Day, right? The clock goes off and I'm going to do it all over again. There's more to life than that, I assure you. And my heart for each of you is that you'll move past that dissatisfaction, that hamster wheel kind of perception of what life can look like, and discover your divine design and connect with it, align with what God's purpose is for your life. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there's no vision, you die," basically, right? It says the people perish. And so maybe you don't die physically, but emotionally you experience this death. Some of you have a marriage maybe that is faltering and maybe even dying. But it's not just about the fight that you had last night. Somewhere along the way, you started to lack vision and purpose for that relationship. And that's really what's missing. That's really the beginning of the end. And so you need to reconnect with that, and with God's help, have that vision restored and understand. Because you, when you lose that clarity of purpose in any relationship, it just begins to limp along. So where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, the NIV translation says it this way in Proverbs 29:18, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraints. Like, I don't care, right? The filters fall off. You have no way to make good decisions because the reason for it all suddenly is missing. It doesn't matter. You just have that I don't care mentality. Now, in the original language of Scripture, and it's important to know for those of you that may not study Scripture a lot, that the Old Testament is written in the Hebrew language and your New Testament is primarily written in the Greek language. But the Hebrew word for vision in this context is important to see and understand. And that word is calzone, not that wonderful little package of food that now is stuck in your brain that you're thinking about as lunch gets a little bit closer. The word calzone literally means a dream, a revelation, or a vision, a special purpose that only comes from God himself. And without God's purpose for your marriage, it'll usually spiral to a place of separation or divorce. Without God's purpose for your finances, it will usually lead to a place and spiral to a place of bankruptcy, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, or physically. And you could even make a ton of money, but it doesn't create the kind of satisfaction you thought it would when you achieve it. Because without God's purpose, it's all for naught. Without God's purpose for your health, you usually end up in a place of brokenness, when in fact God's vision and dream for your life is your health. And students, listen to me very carefully. Without God's purpose for your future, it usually ends in great confusion. You don't know what you're going to do. It gets a little tiring when sometimes people are asking what your plans are, and inside you go, man, I have no idea what my plans are. Well, here's the thing, you can know. You can know and have the peace of God if you trust him and walk in the purpose he's called for you. Because a clear purpose for life will bring focus, it will bring endurance, and it will bring great fulfillment. Now, here's a little theology to anchor that thought in. Ephesians 1, verse 11 says, In him we were also chosen. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of sandlot, you know, baseball team chosen. Like, you're the weak option that's the last one standing on the field. Yeah, I guess I'll take you. No, that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about God choosing you as his first choice, not as a weak leftover. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined. Predestination. Now, there's an interesting topic that has been warped and thrown around over the years, and there's been a lot of confusion when it comes to how it's been taught. In other words, like, the script for your life is already written. You have no agency, no choice, no decision to make in that process. I do not believe that. When I read this, I look at it more like this. Having been predestined, I'm looking at that more as he has a predestination for you. He has the destination of his very best for you. It's kind of like we as parents, we have a picture of what we want for our children to be established in life and a good career. They want to meet the right person, have a great relationship and a growing family. We have all these thoughts of where they're destined to go. And that's happened even when we're holding them in our arms after they've been born. But it's up to them over the course of time to make decisions for their best. We can't override that. We can encourage it, but we can't change it. So having been predestined, to me, is more about God having a, a destination for you in advance, according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for you that is uniquely designed for you. But without a connection to Him, you'll struggle to understand it or to even walk in it. You know, this August, Susan and I will celebrate 35 years of marriage. Isn't that amazing? Like, I just, where did that time go? We'll also celebrate 35 years of full-time ministry, because from the moment we said I do, we stepped into ministry full-time and have never looked back. But 20 of those 35 years have been pastoring right here at Calvary, which is a wonderful thing. And over those years in both our marriage and our ministry, I have learned that the choices we have made have determined the distance between where we were and where God wanted us to be when it comes to His purpose. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11 says, "Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe." Listen, choosing to take next steps is crucial to you growing as a disciple. And those wise choices will come as the Spirit of God directs your steps. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling." But you have a choice. You can walk in those ordered steps, or you can go in the different direction. To live that kind of life, a life of purpose, because you have been called by God. This is not a human thing. This is not somebody looking at you and say, you should be this or you should be that. This is God Almighty saying, I have designed you with great purpose. So we're the ones who choose to take the next steps. You know, taking next steps, it produces spiritual strength in our life. Taking next steps develops Christ-likeness within us. He must increase, I must decrease. More of Him, less of me in my weakness, letting Him shine through us. Taking next steps leads to living with purpose. Now, practically, as I conclude this message, let me give you some clear next steps here at Calvary to help you strengthen your journey of spiritual growth. And we're all on that journey. Maybe at different stages along the way, but we're all in that same path. And our mission at the church, loving God, loving people, loving life, while leading people to become fully devoted followers of Christ, that mission, loving God, loving people, loving life, is also a guide to the discipleship pathway that we're all walking together. And so loving God, that first part of our mission statement is all about following Jesus. It starts with salvation. After you've said yes to Jesus, we are encouraging you to be water baptized. And I would encourage you, if you haven't done that yet, listen, we got one coming up that's going to be on the beach. It's going to be fantastic. So get water baptized. And then come to church consistently, faithfully, on a weekly basis to grow in worship and community and to hear the word and to grow in our understanding of that, to begin to read the scriptures yourself and pray as you're around other people that are doing the same thing. So that's loving God. Loving people, this is the part of our mission statement that anchors the fact that we're called and we're stronger together. We're called to live in community. So I want to encourage all of you, if you've never done it before, to join a Calvary group, a small group within the church, to walk and live and grow together in community. You'll experience the highest level of care, of community, of connection that you've ever had before. Sometimes we find ourselves living in isolation and wondering why we're so frustrated. Put yourself in a place where you can grow in community with others, and you will draw from the strength of one another. Them knowing they can count on you, and you knowing you can count on them. And then loving life, the third component of our mission statement. Live a life of purpose and compassion. coming up in the fall, in September, we've got a brand new class called Discover. This Discover class is 2 weeks. It'll be held every other month so that if you're new to faith or new to Calvary, you can take part in this class and get off on the right foot growing in God. The first class is Discover Calvary. The second is Discover Purpose, which we're talking about today. On the other months, you'll have an opportunity to take another new class that we're developing called What's Next. This is a discipleship class over 5 weeks. And so 1 month the Discover class, the next month the What's Next class. And throughout the year, as people come and are making decisions to follow Christ or becoming a part of our church community, they can be on this growth track of knowing Christ in a greater way. Of having resources that are designed just for you to grow in this process. And then I would encourage you to serve on a team. Jump onto Team Calvary and use the gifts that God has given you to serve other people. And be a part of the outreach of the church, both locally, nationally, and internationally. Locally, we partner with ministries like the City Dream Center and Night Shift Ministries, helping our street friends. There's opportunities for you to use your gift to love others. And nationally, we're a part of a network of churches that are constantly raising up leaders and sourcing the beginning of new churches as young men and women are saying yes to the call of God and the purpose for their life. And we're seeing new churches sprouting up all across the nation. It's very encouraging to see what God is doing right now. He'll have dominion from sea to sea. And we can be a part of that. And then, of course, world missions. Our church has always heavily supported world missions. And so you say, well, Pastor Steve, I can't go to Israel, can't go to the Ukraine. The world is kind of on fire right now. Some of it's settling down in regions, but what can I do? Listen, you can support our missionaries, Bob and Carol Cave, career missionaries, wonderful people that are having an impact in that part of the world. You can support them financially. You can pray for them. You can also support the projects that we're a part of financially and be praying. You can have an incredible impact on this world. And our church has been instrumental in helping to see the church advance in some of the most difficult places on earth. So next step, so crucial to living with purpose. Take all that we've talked about, put it together, and to begin to say, okay, Lord, what is my next step? Prayerfully make a decision and choose and move into it. And then rinse and repeat. Do it again. Take that next step and grow as a fully committed follower of Christ. Grow as a disciple. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your Spirit among us. We pray that your word would become real in our lives, that we would live and walk in its power. Pray for each person today that they would be committed to living the life of a disciple, of a follower, of a student that is always learning. It's a lifetime of growth and learning. And Lord, we submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.